And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 5th of December, 2024. The release of With My Own Eyes documentary was on this day in 2019. Actress and animal rights activist Rooney Mara joined Animal Equality on an undercover investigation that takes place inside two factory farms where pigs and chickens raised for meat live in appalling conditions and are subjected to shocking cruelty, suffering, and death. This short documentary has a runtime of only 8 minutes, but powerfully reveals the inhumane conditions for the billions of animals currently trapped inside factory farms awaiting slaughter. "It's so much more awful than you could even imagine," Mara says as she takes a closer look at the factory's gestation crates, where pigs who have spent their entire lives repeatedly give birth until they're slaughtered without ever having felt fresh air. "All the different rooms that we went into just felt like hell on earth to me. But really, that maternity ward, especially the mother pigs, that was probably the worst place I've ever been," she says. "I kept thinking about my sister who just had a baby. I was thinking about how beautiful that was, that instant desire to nurture and protect your child. So I can't imagine how awful it must be to literally be trapped and crushing your own babies and not be able to do anything about it." Mara acknowledged that pigs are an easier entry point because they are more similar to humans and pets than animals like chickens. But her visit to a chicken farm crammed with 50,000 animals, which have been bred to grow too quickly to bear the weight of their own bodies, still makes her feel physically sick. "You have to meet people where they are, and you can't force people to change. All you can do is be an example," she says, after removing the face masks she wore to ward off the smell. "I don't know what the right way is because this is horrific abuse that is happening, and it's destroying our planet. You have to at least acknowledge and look at what is happening to these animals." Mara's commitment to a fully vegan lifestyle led her to co-found Hyreth, a high-end vegan fashion line. And the publication of How Not to Age, The Scientific Approach to Getting Healthier as You Get Older by Michael Greger, MD, was on this day in 2023. This instant New York Times bestseller uncovers evidence-based science to slow the effects of aging. When Dr. Michael Greger, founder of NutritionFacts.org, dove into the top peer-reviewed anti-aging medical research, he realized that diet could regulate every one of the most promising strategies for combating the effects of aging. We don't need big pharma to keep us feeling young. We already have the tools. In How Not to Age, the internationally renowned physician and nutritionist breaks down the science of aging and chronic illness and explains how to help avoid the diseases most commonly encountered in our journeys through life. Physicians have long treated aging as a malady, but getting older does not have to mean getting sicker. There are 11 pathways for aging in our body's cells, and we can disrupt each of them. Learn how foods like tempeh, mushrooms, and wheat germ, as well as onions, apples, and kale, stop aging processes in the body. Inspired by the dietary and lifestyle patterns of centenarians and residents of blue zone regions, where people live the longest, Dr. Greger presents simple, accessible, and evidence-based methods to preserve the body's functions that keep you feeling youthful, both physically and mentally. Brimming with expertise and actionable takeaways, How Not to Age lays out practical strategies for achieving ultimate longevity. And here is a poem for today, My Youth, by William Henry Davies. My youth was my old age, weary and long. It had too many cares to think of song. My molting days all came when I was young. Now, in life's prime, my soul comes out in flower. Late, as with robin, comes my singing power. I was not born to joy till this late hour. My youth, by William Henry Davies. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that eating plants keeps us younger.